USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
Texas Governor Greg Abbott says he was misled about what happened in Uvalde at Robb Elementary School. He said the information he provided at a news conference earlier this week was a recitation of what law enforcement told him beforehand.
As everybody has learned, the information that I was given turned out in part to be inaccurate. And I'm absolutely livid about that.
Abbott was responding to a news conference from Colonel Stephen McCraw with the Texas Department of Public Safety, where he provided major points that were far different from official accounts given earlier in the week. The recount is underway in the Keystone State to determine the GOP nominee for U.S. Senate in Pennsylvania. Celebrity Dr. Mehmet Oz and former hedge fund CEO Dave McCormick are barely separated by 900 votes. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the founder of Youngevity and veterinary physician, and I'm the guy that figured out the cause, prevention, and cure of cystic fibrosis. I'm the guy that found the cause, prevention, and cure of muscular dystrophy, and then I figured out the cause and prevention of sudden death syndrome. You don't hear about those three diseases anymore, because in federal lawsuits, we were able to force the manufacturers of baby formulas to put these nutrients in the baby formulas. And those three diseases, cystic fibrosis and muscular dystrophy, were not genetic diseases. They were just simple nutritional deficiencies. In sudden death syndrome, crib death was not due to mother laying on the babies. Only 2% of the babies were in bed with their mothers when they died. 98% were in cribs. We had that nutrient put into the baby formulas, and we ended crib death. 20 years ago, one child died of crib death per 100 normal births. Today is one per 3,000 normal births. And if everybody would give all the 90 essential nutrients to these kids, none of them would die. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.